NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, Libya took another step toward ending its status as an outlaw state. Libya sent officials to meet with United Nations nuclear weapons inspectors as Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi follows up on a promise to eliminate his country's nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons programs. Libya is hoping the United States will eventually end the economic sanctions that have been in effect since the 1980s. Tonight, we'll get a sense of what this means for Libya, for the United States, and for President Bush. And we will start with Megan Stack, who is a Los Angeles Times correspondent who was recently in Libya. And Ms. Stack, why would Libya throw itself open to inspections now?
Well, I think that Libya has been on something of a crusade for some years now to try to sort of lift itself from pariah status. If you listen to Gaddafi and the things he's been saying, that's been rather clear. I think that after the invasion of Baghdad, there was sort of a psychological shift in Libya, from what I was told, where all of a sudden it seemed to be an accelerated need to sort of to clear things up with the West. I think that there was a sense that there was no longer room to be despotic, that one had to sort of have a good relationship with the West, or one was vulnerable to interference. Gaddafi gave a speech in September in which he said that he was opening up a new era with the West, and there's been quite a shift in rhetoric that's gone along with that.
Does Libya have an economic need to open relations with the West?
Definitely. The economy is in shambles, and they're quite open about that. They've got unemployment that might be as high as 30%. They've got serious infrastructure problems. There's hospitals where you will not find sheets or certain medicines. There are beggars in the street, which is something that, you know, in this sort of state that was dreamed as a socialist paradise, was something that was not supposed to happen. I don't think it's as bad as it was during the UN sanctions before they were suspended in 1999. But certainly they're still suffering, and there's still quite a bit of poverty and unemployment that they need to deal with.
And just very briefly, is Muammar Gaddafi as tightly in control of that country as he always has been?
Yes. I think whether it's direct or now it's just sort of a rule by fear because of the decades of rather repressive regime that Libya has had, it's unclear, but certainly there is quite a bit of fear in the society.
Okay, Megan Stack is the Cairo bureau chief of the Los Angeles Times, and she has recently reported from Libya. Thanks very much.
Thank you.